Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and the lesson that we have for you today is a lesson of faith. In fact,
Hello, Abdi Bill Winston, pengajaran dinten ieu perkawis iman.
In fact, we call this lesson living by faith.
Faktana hirup ku iman.
So we're going to start our lesson here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17.
Urang awitan dina 2 Korintus 5 ayat nu ka-17.
I want to tell you or share with you a couple of things about my own life.
Anu bade didugikeun ka saderek sababaraha perkawis pengalaman hirup abdi.
My family and I came to this area of the United States called Chicago.
Abdi sakeluarga datang ka Amerika di Chicago.
Back a few years ago, we came here at the voice of the Lord, which spoke to me.
Datang kaya tempat kumargi soanten pangeran nyarios.
And he told me to come to Chicago.
Nasian terang kango datang ke Chicago.
As we came to Chicago,
waktu dongkap ke Chicago,
a dear sister opened up her home and gave us a place to stay.
Wanita saiman nampi keluarga abdi nganjrek.
We were missionaries in a way.
Abdi misionaris dina hiji perkara.
As we came here, we came with only a few dollars.
Waktu abdi datang, abdi munggadu sabara dolar.
An old car.
Mobil baheula.
Our clothes and our family were all in the car.
Pakaian sarta kulawarga aya di mobil.
And we came to Chicago by faith.
Abdi dugi ka Chicago ngandelkeun iman.
Now, a few years later, we have a church with a few thousand people. We're on national television.
Siaran di televisi nasional.
And we're doing great things.
Abdi nuju gaduh pada malan ageng.
Because of the goodness of the Lord.
Margi kasayan pangeran.
And we walk by faith.
Abdi nu maju nganggo iman.
And not by sight.
Tanesku barang nu katingali.
Now God did it for me, Bill Winston.
Allah nu midamel kanggo abdi di Bill Winston.
My family.
Keluarga abdi.
And the members of our church.
Anggota gereja.
And God will do the same thing for you.
Allah ge midamel anu sami kanggo saderek.
So in these next few moments together.
Beberapa menit deui.
We're going to talk about living by faith.
Urang nerangkeun hirup ku iman.
The same faith that I'm using.
Iman usami nu parantos dipake ku abdi.
I'm going to teach you how to use.
Urang bade diajar kumaha ngalampakeunana.
We call it the God kind of faith.
Abdi nyebutkeun iman Allah.
Now the first scripture we're going to read.
Urang baca ayat ngawitan.
Is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
2 Korintus pasal 5.
And verse 17.
Ayat 17.
And here's what it says.
Yenu dicarioskeun ana.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ,
sing sanu satunggal jeung Yesus, jeung Kristus,
he is a new creature.
Eta teh makhluk anyar.
Old things are passed away.
Dipatebeulna geus liwat.
And behold, all things are become new.
Nu anyar geus datang.
Now that is a very wonderful scripture.
Yeduhan pangeran anu luar biasa.
Because what it says to you and me,
naon anu didawuhkeun ka abdi sareng ka saderek,
is now that we are born again,
ayeuna urang dibabarkeun deui.
We have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of our lives.
Urang nampi Yesus sebagai pangeran sareng juru selamat.
We have been washed in the blood of Jesus.
Tos dikumbah ku getih Yesus.
Now we are new creatures.
Urang ciptaan anyar.
Another translation says new species of being.
Oge nu nyarioskeun jadi jenis anyar.
Another translation even says a new race.
Aya oge nu nyarioskeun ras anyar.
And because we have all been born again,
urang sadaya tos dibabarkeun deui.
And now have the same father.
Ayeuna ngagaduan bapa nu sami.
We are all brothers and sisters.
Urang teh saderek saiman.
No matter where you are in the world, you are my brother.
Tetap saderek abdi.
You are my sister.
Saderek wanita abdi.
Praise the Lord.
Puji Gusti.
So now, let's talk about this new life.
Urang ngabahas hirup anyar.
Let me use an illustration.
Abdi bade nganggo ilustrasi.
that I tell sometimes
to
people in different parts of the world.
Jalmi di dunia.
It's a story about an eagle.
Ceritanya manuk raja wali.
Who had an eagle's nest.
Ngagaduhan sayang.
Way up high on the mountainside.
Di luhureun lamping gunung.
And this eagle had laid an egg.
Terus ngendog giji.
While the eagle was away,
waktu raja wali hiber,
probably seeking food,
nyangan dahareun,
a strong wind came along.
Datang angin ngagelebu.
And blew the egg out of the nest.
Mecelengkeun nokna tina sayang.
And the egg began to roll down the mountainside.
Ngagorolong di nulamping gunung.
And this egg ended up in a chicken yard.
Tungtungna ngaranek di nuloba hayam.
Now, one of the chickens saw this egg
nempok eta nok
and decided to sit on this egg.
Tarta hayam hayang nyileungleuman.
So she sat on the egg.
Nok teh disileungleuman.
And a few days later,
beberapa harita,
the egg hatched.
Nok teh megar.
Now out comes this little eagle.
Jadi raja wali leutik.
So the eagle began to look around.
Mimiti luak lieu ka sakurilingeunana.
And all this eagle saw were chickens.
Nu katempona kabeh hayam.
So this eagle,
jadi raja wali teh,
began to act like chickens.
Nurutan saperti hayam.
And as this eagle began to grow,
uki gede wae raja wali teh.
This eagle still thought he was a chicken.
Dina pikiranana tetep manehna teh hayam.
He got much bigger than the chickens.
Manehna leuwih gede tibatan hayam.
He was a big eagle.
Manehna jadi raja wali nu gede.
But he was still looking at chickens.
Tapi manehna tetep nempo hayam-hayam.
And he thought he was a chicken.
Tetep ngaku hayam.
So one day,
dina poe deui,
another eagle was flying overhead.
Aya raja wali nu wali berluhureunana.
And he looked down in this chicken yard.
Sarta nempo ka handap ka hayam-hayam.
And there was this big eagle.
Katempo di handap aya raja wali gede.
He said, "I think I'll go down there."
Omongna, "Ah, rek turu nyamperkeun."
And see why this eagle is walking around with all these chickens.
Rek nempo na aya raja wali campur jeung hayam.
So he went down to the chicken yard.
Terus manehna turu nyamperkeun.
And he landed beside this eagle.
Nepi ka palebah raja wali pisan.
He said, "Hey, my friend."
Manehna ngomong, "Hey, sobat."
"Senor."
"Juragan."
"Why are you here?"
"Nah, maneh ka dieu."
He said, "What do you mean, why am I here?"
"Jawabna naon maksudna nu ceroskeun bieu teh?"
He said, "You are in a chicken yard."
"Maneh ngariung jeung hayam."
He said, "I'm a chicken."
"Memang abdi hayam."
He said, "My friend."
"Sobat."
"You are not a chicken."
"Maneh teh lain hayam."
He said, "I know what I am."
Abdi terang saha abdi teh.
He said, "Let me show you, my friend."
Tadi urang tuduhkeun sobat.
"Come run with me, let's fly."
Ayo kabur bareng terus siber.
"I'll show you."
Abdi terus nuduhkeun.
"You are not a chicken."
Manehna lain hayam.
And as he began to run,
mimiti manehna lumpat.
The eagle took off.
Raja wali teh hiber ka luhur.
But the other eagle,
tapi raja wali nu sajen,
fell.
Murat.
He did not go outside of the fence.
Sen hiber keluar pagar.
Why?
Nah.
Because he thought he was a chicken.
Lantaran pikiranana tetap hayam.
Now inside,
jadi dina dirina,
he had the nature of an eagle.
Ngabogaan pembawaan seperti raja wali.
But he was born among chickens.
Tapi dipegarkeun di antara hayam.
And he thought he was a chicken.
Pikiranana tetap manehna hayam.
You see, you can be born again.
Urang terang yen urang tiasa dibabarkeun deui.
And still living like the old person.
Sarta dina kahirupan masih nu kapungkur.
Unless you renew your mind.
Pikeun kasaderek nganyarkeun pikiran.
So what I'm going to do now?
Jadi kedah kumaha ayeuna?
Is give you information.
Acan wartos ka saderek.
To show you.
Kangonudukeun.
That you're no longer a chicken.
Yen saderek sanes hayam.
You are an eagle.
Manuk raja wali.
And we're going to teach you how to fly.
Abdi bade ngajar hiber.
Well, let's go to Habakkuk chapter 2.
Mangga buka Habakkuk pasal 2.
Over in Habakkuk chapter 2,
Habakkuk pasal 2,
it says in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4,
dijariuskeun dina Habakkuk pasal 2 ayat 4,
Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. But
sabenerna nu sombong mah hatena teu bener.
But the just shall live by his faith.
Tapi nu bener mah bakal hirup ku kapercayaanana.
Now why is he saying that?
Nah, nyarios kitu.
When he says just,
waktu nyebutkeun jalma bener,
he means those who have been justified.
Maksudna anu dibenerkeun.
Or just like you never sinned.
Atawa dibenerkeun saperti teu boga dosa.
Those who have been born again.
Eta nu dibabarkeun deui.
And washed in the blood of Jesus.
Sarta dikumbah ku getih Yesus.
Now he says,
manehna nyarios.
The just shall live by faith.
Bener bersirup ku iman.
Now why is he saying that?
Nah, nyarios kitu.
Because for you to live by faith,
margi saderek hirup ku iman,
is for you to imitate your father.
Saderek teh nurutan bapa saderek.
You see, as we've been born in the world,
saderek terang waktu urang dibabarkeun,
there are many people around us,
dari jalmi di sakurilingan urang,
that are not eagles.
Sanes raja wali-raja wali.
But you are an eagle.
Tapi saderek mah raja wali.
And now you need eagles food.
Ayeuna meryogikeun para raja wali.
You need to be taught how eagles are to be.
Saderek peryogi merhatoskeun kalaku lampah raja wali.
The Bible says,
Kitab suci nyarios,
we have been born from above.
Urang mah dibabarkeun ti luhur.
Our Father is Almighty God.
Sama urang mah Allah anu maha kawasa.
Now in Ephesians,
dina Efesus,
Chapter 5 and verse 1.
5 ayat 1.
The Bible says,
Kitab suci nyarios.
Let's turn over there.
Yuk, urang tinggal.
Over in Ephesians.
Tinggal dina Efesus.
Chapter 5.
Pasal 5.
Verse 1.
Ayat 1.
Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children.
Aranjeunna geus diangkeun putra nu dipikasih ku dunulat kamantenna.
That word followers,
ucapan ulad,
translates imitate.
Hartosna nurutan.
So we are to imitate our Father God.
Urang teh nurutan Allah Rama.
As dear children.
Seperti budak nu dikasih.
God is a faith God.
Allah teh Allah nu kagungan iman.
He needs faith to move in your life.
Anjeunna meuyogikeun iman kanggo gerak dina hirup saderek.
If we are to imitate him,
pamina urang nulad mantena,
we are to have faith.
Urang ngagaduhan iman.
Now there are two kinds of faith.
Aya dua rupa iman.
Natural faith,
iman alamiah,
and the God kind of faith.
Sareng iman Allah.
Now natural faith,
alam alamiah,
is faith that you and I use,
nu kurang digunakeun,
naturally,
biasa-biasa bae.
Every day,
unggal poe,
before we got born again,
memeh urang dibabarkeun deui,
it's the faith,
ieu teh iman,
that we learn,
nu ditalungti,
because of doing something over and over again,
ngalampakeun hiji hal sababaraha kali.
You have faith,
saderek ngagaduhan iman,
that if you lay down tonight,
mun saderek ngedengungi,
you're gonna get up tomorrow,
saderek bari sudang esuk.
If you didn't have faith,
upami saderek teu gaduh iman,
you wouldn't go to sleep,
saderek moal sare.
But because you have faith,
margi ngagaduhan iman,
you go to sleep,
saderek sare,
and you rest in peace,
saderek rileuh tibra,
because you know,
margi terang,
just as the sun comes up,
pas waktos panempoe bigil,
you will get up the next day,
saderek hudang.
But that's faith,
eta teh iman,
that you have been taught,
nu tos diajarkeun,
because of natural experiences,
dina pengalaman biasa.
But the faith that I am talking about,
tapi iman nu dicarioskeun,
the God kind of faith,
iman Allah,
is supernatural faith,
iman supraalami.
It's that kind of faith,
ieu iman,
that goes beyond your experiences,
nu ngaleuwihan pangalaman urang.
It's the same faith,
ieu ge iman usami,
that God used,
nu ku Allah digunakeun,
to create the world,
nyiptakeun dunya.
Let's turn back to that kind of faith.
Mangga urang balik deui kana iman anu tadi.
It's found in Mark's Gospel chapter 11.
Dina Injil Markus ayat 11.
Now as we look at Mark chapter 11,
waktu urang ngaos Markus 11,
we see here,
urang mendakan,
where Jesus,
waktu Yesus,
was teaching,
nuju ngawulang,
how to live by faith.
Kumaha hirup ku iman.
Jesus,
Yesus,
had gone down into Jerusalem,
langis deket ke Yerusalem,
and going back up to Bethany,
rek mulang de ka Betania,
which was a short distance from Jerusalem,
nu caket ka Yerusalem,
and that's where he stayed the night.
Nya di dinya anjeunna nganyrep.
Then he got up the next morning,
anjeunna anjeunna gugah,
and took his disciples,
nya anak murid-muridna,
and again went towards Jerusalem.
Ka Yerusalem deui.
He saw a fig tree.
Ningali tangkal ara.
Afar off.
Di kejauhan.
And he was hungry.
Anjeunna lapar.
And he went to see.
Anjeunna bade ningali.
If there was anything on this tree.
Manawi aya daheureunana dina eta tangkal.
And he saw nothing but leaves.
Daya salanti dauna bae.
And he spoke to that tree.
Anjeunna nyarios kana tangkal.
The Bible says.
Tetap suci nyarioskeun.
And Jesus spoke to it.
Saurna ka tangkal eta.
As he spoke to it, he said, "No man eat fruit of you hereafter forever." And the disciples heard it. You see, Jesus was teaching them how powerful faith is. So he went on down in Jerusalem. And then he came out that evening. And he went to sleep in Bethany. And the next morning,
Enjingna,
as they were passing by,
eta,
one of the disciples
murid,
called his attention.
Katarik hatena.
He said, "Master,
rios, guru,
behold,
tingali,
the fig tree which you cursed
tangkal aranu disapa,
is withered away.
Garing.
It is dried up from the roots."
Garing nepi ka akarna.
And Jesus said to him,
Yesus ngajawab,
in Mark chapter 11,
Markus 11,
and verse 22,
ayat 22,
have faith in God.
Yang percaya ke Allah.
Another way of saying that,
cara sejenak nyarita,
is have the God kind of faith.
Eta mi banda iman Allah.
You see, Jesus was demonstrating
that iman
when he turned water into wine.
Waktu saya jantan anggur.
When he opened blinded eyes.
Waktu nulolong jantan ningal.
When he came to the disciples walking on the water. When he fed 5,000 plus women and children with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread.
Masihan tuang 5,000 jalmi istri oge barudak nganggo 2 lauk sareng 5 baku roti.
That's the God kind of faith.
Itu jenis iman Allah.
But here's what Jesus said.
Nah, ieu nu ku Yesus didawukeun.
The things that I do,
sagala pagawean anu pigawe ku kami,
shall you do also.
Maneh oge bakal migawe.
Why?
Nah,
because God,
meureun Allah,
is giving you,
nuju masihan ka saderek,
his same kind of
jenis
faith.
Iman anu sami sareng iman anjeun.
So we have 2 kinds of faith.
Kurang ngagaduhan 2 jenis iman.
One class of faith,
iman nu kahiji,
is dominating faith.
Iman nu ngawasaan.
And that's the kind of faith,
jenis iman ieu,
that can speak to a storm.
Biasa merentah katopan.
And the storm cease.
Topan eta liren.
Jesus went with the disciples.
Yesus mio sareng muridna.
As they were on the boat to go to the other side.
Maranehna naik parahu rek muntas.
And a terrible storm came up.
Topan pikasineun datang.
And Jesus said.
Yesus ngadawuh.
Peace be still.
Cicing sing tenang.
And that was a great calm.
Situ eta jadi tenang pisan.
Now what happened?
Naon anu kajan tenang?
Jesus said, "Where is your faith?"
Yesus ngadawuhna mana teu percaya?
He was asleep.
Anjeunna nuju kulem.
They woke him up.
Marane ngagugahkeun anjeunna.
He was saying, "You need to use your faith."
Anjeunna ngadawuh mana kudu make iman.
But they said this.
Marane nanyarita.
What manner of man is this?
Nya saha ieu jalma teh?
For even the sea and the wind and the sea obey him.
Angin jeung situ taat ka anjeunna.
Well, let me tell you something.
Bade masihan terang ka saudara.
Here's the secret.
Rahasiana.
They didn't obey the man.
Maranehna teu taat ka eta jalma.
Because he was a son of God.
Kumarga anjeunna putra Allah.
But they obeyed him.
Tapi maranehna taat ka anjeunna.
Because he was using his faith.
Anjeunna nuju nganggo imana.
That same kind of faith.
Imanu sami.
I want to teach you how to have.
Aku ngajarkeun ka saderek cara ngagaduhanana.
One time,
hiji waktos,
when I was in Bible school,
abdi masan kuliah di sekolah Alkitab,
I felt led to go out and preach.
Abdi ngaraos diping-ping kanggo mios kaluar sareng khotbah.
And I would go preach once every week.
Mios kanggo khotbah tiap minggu.
So one time I took a friend with me.
Hiji waktos abdi ngajak saurang rencang.
And we got into the area I was going to preach.
Abdi lebet ke tempat di mana abdi khotbah.
And as we were putting up our tables,
sabatara nyiapkeun di meja,
and putting out our chairs,
ngeluarkeun kursi,
clouds came over.
Awan nutupan langit.
It looked real bad.
Cuaca janten awon.
We were about to have a great storm.
Sapertosna badai aya topan ageung.
And he told me,
anjeunna nyareus ka abdi.
He said, Brother Bill,
Bill,
we better take this stuff down.
Langkung saya urang meresan barang.
It's fixing to rain real bad.
Pasti bakal aya hujan ageung.
I said, Ernie.
Ernie.
We have the spirit of Christ in us.
Urang ngagaduan roh Kristus dina ate.
We have faith.
Urang ngagaduan iman.
I said, I'm going to do.
Abdi bade midama.
What Jesus taught.
Naon ku Yesus didawukeun.
I looked up at those clouds.
Abdi melong ka awan.
And I said, clouds.
Awan.
I'm talking to you.
Abdi nyarios ka anjeunna.
You see, to the natural mind.
Secara emutan manusia.
This might seem foolish.
Ieu katingali bodor.
But remember.
Sing emut.
You're no longer a chicken.
Sadek sanes deui hayam.
Now you're an eagle.
Ayeuna sadek teu raja wali.
I said to that storm,
nyarios ka tatopan,
I command you,
kuring marentah anjeun,
in the name of Jesus,
di lebet nama Yesus,
to go away,
ji greinit,
for the sun to come through,
kumargi panon poe datang,
in Jesus' name,
di lebet nama Yesus,
and within a matter of a few minutes,
sebeberapa menit saterasna,
all the clouds had left,
kadaya awan teh leungit,
the sun came out,
panon poe sumorot teh,
we had a great meeting,
abdi ngayakeun hiji badan urame,
and that's dominating faith,
nya ieu iman nu ngagaduhan kawasa.
But there's another faith.
Aya deui iman anu sanes.
And it's called creative faith.
Disebut iman anu kreatif.
And it's the same kind of faith.
Jenis iman anu sami.
That God used.
Sapertosna ku Allah dianggo.
When he looked out over the world.
Anjeunna ningali ka dunya.
In the beginning.
Ngawitanana.
And it was dark.
Dunya poek mongkleng.
And nothing was there.
Teu ayana naon.
And God began to speak.
Allah ngawitan ngadawu.
Let there be light.
Jadilah terang.
And light was.
Terang eta janten.
You see, that kind of faith.
Kadek ningali jenis iman ieu.
Is also available to us.
Aya oge kang urang.
Let's go to another scripture.
Mangga tingali dawuhan Allah.
Found in Matthew chapter 15.
Dina Matius 15.
Jesus.
Yesus.
Was operating in that kind of faith.
Nuju ningalikeun jenis iman ieu.
Over in Matthew chapter 15,
dina Matius 15,
it says in verse 30,
dicariuskeun dina ayat 30,
and great multitudes came unto him,
jeur jalma anu dongkap ka anjeunna,
having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others.
Nyanak nu lumpuh, nu pincang, nu lolong, anu pireu, sareng seueur deui nu sanesna.
Now that word maimed.
Naon ari pincang?
That word maimed means that they had perhaps a limb missing.
Maranena kalengetan hiji bincurang sukuna atawa leungeuna.
But they were cast down at Jesus' feet and he healed them.
Maranena neundeun di sampean Yesus lajeng maranena damang.
At verse 31.
Ayat 31.
Insomuch that the multitude wondered.
Hararaneun pisan eta jalma rea.
When they saw the dumb to speak,
nu pireu jadi nyarios,
the maimed to be made whole,
nu pincang jadi cager,
the lame to walk,
nu lumpuh leuleumpangan,
the blind to see,
nu lolong beunta,
and they glorified the God of Israel.
Maranena muji Allah Israel.
A man named T.L. Osborne,
jadi pamaget namina T.L. Osborne,
who was a great evangelist from America, the United States,
panginjil nu kakoncara di Amerika.
He has books out now.
Anjeunna nyarat buku nu tos beredar ayeuna.
And he gives an account.
Anjeunna masihan hiji catatan.
Of blinded eyes being healed.
Naon jalma nu lolong didamangkeun.
And one man.
Hiji pameget.
Had no eyeballs.
Teu ngagaduhan soca.
But through the ministry of the power of the word of God.
Nalangkungan pelayanan sareng kawasa dawuhan Allah.
God, as T.L. Osborne prayed for this man, created eyeballs in this man's eyes.
Nyiptakeun sigi panon di lalaki eta.
And the man could see.
Lalaki teh jadi bunta.
Now Jesus turned water into wine.
Yesus ngarubih cai jadi anggur.
All these are creative miracles.
Sadayana mujizat kreatif.
But this is creative faith.
Iman kreatif.
Now remember.
Emut kene.
Many times our natural mind.
Sering emutan urang.
Cannot understand some of these things.
Dengar tu sabaraha biu.
Because in our natural minds.
Margi dina pikiran urang.
We were raised around chickens.
Diagengkeun di antara ayam.
But now that we are new creatures in Christ.
Tapi ayeuna mah ciptaan anyar lebet Kristus.
And now that we have faith.
Ayeuna urang ngagaduhan iman.
All things become possible.
Sagalana pasti bisa.
Now.
Ayeuna.
Why faith?
Naha iman?
God wants us to have faith.
Allah mikahoyong urang ngagaduhan iman.
Because without faith.
Teu aya iman.
It is impossible to please God.
Matiasa nyenangkeun Allah.
Also,
okay.
Faith is a master key.
Iman teh kuncina.
Now let me show you what I mean.
Abdi bade ngajelaskeun nu dipemaksud.
In my hand,
ieu nu cekel,
I have some money.
Artos saeutik.
Now this is what we use.
Ieu nu ku urang digunakeun.
In the United States,
di Amerika.
To buy things.
Kanggo barang peser.
If I want a new house,
wangi abdi hoyong rorompok engal.
I need some money.
Abdi meliogikeun artos.
Dinero.
Dinero.
Amen.
Amin.
And if I want a new car,
hoyong mobil engal.
I need some money.
Periogi artos.
Just about anything that you need in the United States of America.
Naon bae kaperluan saderek di Amerika.
That is a manufactured good.
Contohna barang hasil pabrik.
We need some money.
Periogi artos.
The Bible says.
Kitab suci nyarios.
In Ecclesiastes.
Dina pengkhotbah.
Chapter 10.
Pasal 10.
And verse 19.
Ayat 18.
Money answereth all things.
Artos menyumponan sagalana.
Now the reason why I pull
ayana this out. Alasan abdi ngajelaskeun ayat ieu margi.
Is because. Faith.
Iman.
Is like money.
Sapertos artos.
The more money I have, if I have $1.
Beki seur artos upami gaduh $1.
$1.
$1.
I can buy $1 worth of goods.
Hesa meser barang $1.
But this is a $5.
Tapi ieu mah $5.
And I can buy a little bit more.
Hesa meser langkung seur deui.
Now this is $10.
Upami $10.
Oh, I can buy more.
Hesa meser langkung seur.
And here's $20.
Ieu $20.
I can give them that and buy more.
Ya sama si hansang balanya nusir.
You see your faith.
Kare terang iman nyalira.
Can start small.
Nawitan tinu alit.
But can grow.
Teras tumuhu.
And the more you have.
Bagi seur mibandana.
The more you can do.
Seur deui anu dilampakeunana.
So. Faith.
Iman teh.
Becomes a master key.
Kuncina.
I need faith.
Abdi periyogi iman.
Just like a master key.
Nusa pertos kunci.
A master key.
Iji kunci.
Is a key.
Kunci.
That is the master.
Mangrupa pokok.
And it will open every door.
Nutiasa muka sadaya pantau.
I don't need mini key.
Dia periyogi sir kunci.
Just get a master key.
Cukup hiji wae nu pokok.
It will open every door.
Nutiasa muka sadayana.
The same thing about faith.
Kami sareng iman.
It's a master key.
Iman teh hiji kunci pokok.
It can be used.
Biasa dianggo.
To heal your marriage.
Terengkeni kasadaya.
It can be used.
Biasa dianggo.
To get money for your children to go to school.
Kenging artos kanggo mayar sekolah barudak.
It can be used.
Biasa dianggo.
To get yourself an automobile.
Kanggo meser mobil kanggo saderek.
It can be used.
Biasa dianggo.
To get yourself a house.
Kanggo meser bumi.
How much faith do you
iman
have?
Iman saderek gaduh sagung kumaha.
You can start small.
Saderek biasa ngawitan ku iman alit.
Start using your faith.
Ngawitan nganggo iman saderek.
And it'll grow like muscles.
Bakal tumbuh sapertos otot.
And your faith can become strong.
Iman saderek biasa jantan kuat.
The Bible says Abraham.
Kitab suci nyaroskeun Ibrahim.
Was strong in faith.
Iman kuat.
Giving glory to God.
Masihan kemuliaan ka Allah.
You see Abraham.
Saderek ningal Abraham.
And his wife Sarah.
Bojona Sarah.
Had no children.
Teu ngagaduhan putra.
But God said something to him.
Tapi Allah ngadawuh ka anjeunna.
He said, "Don't call yourself no longer Abram."
Jangan nyebut diri mana Abraham deui.
But now your name is Abraham.
Ayeuna ngaran mana jadi Ibrahim.
It means a father of a multitude.
Artosna bapa kerea bangsa.
You see, before Abraham even had children,
tinggal satu acana Ibrahim ngagaduhan putra,
he was calling himself a father of many children.
Anjeuna nyebat ka dirina bapa ti seur murang kali.
And faith began to rise.
Imana ngawitan aya.
And when he was 99 years old or 100 years old,
waktu siswa anjeuna 100 tahun,
and Sarah was 90 years old,
waktu siswa Sarah 80 tahun,
the Bible says he was beyond childbearing. And Sarah had never been able to have children.
Sarah moal tiasa ngagaduhan murang kali.
But because of faith,
margi iman,
Sarah's womb opened up.
Dan Sarah dibuka ku Allah.
Abraham and Sarah had a child.
Ibrahim sareng-sareng ngagaduan sareng urang kali.
His name was Isaac.
Naminya Ishak.
It means laughter.
Hartosna seuri.
So what am I telling you?
Nah, abi nyaritakeun ieu ka saderek.
That faith,
iman nyata,
is a master key.
Kunci utama.
The just shall live by faith.
Jalma bener bakal hirup tina iman.
Don't use it today.
Tong makai iman poe ayeuna.
And use it once again next year.
Pakai sakali deui taun payun.
Use faith for everything.
Pakai iman kanggo sagala hal.
Use faith every day.
Pakai iman unggal poe.
God gave faith to you.
Allah masihan iman ka saderek.
So that you can have every need met.
Kukituna setiap kebutuhan saderek dicumponan.
So one reason we need faith?
Hiji alasan urang meriogikeun iman.
Because without it you cannot please God.
Iman saderek moal tiasa nyugemakeun manah Allah.
Another reason you need faith?
Alasan sanes saderek meriogikeun iman?
Is because faith is a master key.
Iman nyaeta hiji kunci utama.
And the third reason you need faith?
Alasan nu katilu nyaeta?
Is to receive what already belongs to you.
Ngunampi naon anu janten milik saderek?
The Bible says in the book of James,
dina kitab Yakobus,
if any of you lack wisdom,
tapi lamun marane aya anu kakurangan hikmat,
let him ask of God.
Marane kudu menta kala.
Nothing wavering.
Tong hariwang.
But let him ask in faith.
Mane kudu di jero iman.
Nothing wavering.
Tong hariwang.
Now here is my point.
Aya anu ku abdi ditekenkeun.
If you want wisdom,
upama sadaek meriogikeun hikmat,
ask of God.
Nuhunkeun ka Allah.
But you have to ask in faith.
Tapi saderek kada nyuhunkeun di sareng iman.
How about healing for your body?
Mangenan kawarasan kanggo awak saderek.
You can get healing by faith.
Saderek tiasa waras ku iman.
How about the inheritance that God has for you?
Kumari warisan ti Allah meriogikeun kanggo saderek.
No matter what it is.
Teu paduli naon wae.
You can get it by faith.
Saderek tiasa ngengkeun ku iman.
Now,
ayeuna,
let's look at what faith is.
Urang ningali naon ari iman teh?
And look at Hebrews chapter 11.
Tingali dina Ibrani 11.
In Hebrews chapter 11.
Dina Ibrani 11.
Now faith is.
Imannya eta.
The substance of things hoped for.
Dasar ti sagala hal nu kurang diharapkeun.
The evidence of things not seen.
Buktos nu sagala hal nu teu katingali.
Now, what is this saying to me?
Naon nu dicarioskeun ku abdi?
That faith is a substance.
Iman nyaeta hiji dasar.
But it's a substance you cannot see.
Ieu dasar nu saderek teu tiasa ningali.
And it's the proof.
Nyaeu nyaeta buktos.
Of something that you hope for.
Hiji hal nu saderek harepkeun.
Now I'm going to give you some examples of that.
Abdi masihan beberapa contoh.
So you can understand it.
Saderek tiasa ngartos eta.
When I was going looking for a job.
Waktos abdi nuju milarian hiji pada melan.
When I got out of the military.
Waktos abdi kaluar ti dinas militer.
I came to Chicago.
Abdi dongkap ka Chicago.
And I was looking at I was looking in different places for a job.
Milarian pada melan di sadaya perusahaan.
And one of the places that I found a job,
hiji perusahaan eta abdi kenging hiji padamalan,
was in a computer company.
Eta hiji perusahaan komputer.
I went down for an interview.
Abdi mios kanggo wawancara.
And as they interviewed me,
maranena ngawawancara abdi.
They told me,
maranena nyeros ka abdi.
We're going to hire you.
Abdi nampi saderek salaku pegawe.
And I said, great.
Tepisan sur abdi.
So I said, when do I start?
Abdi ngawitan didamel.
They said you can start next week.
Rena nyarios adek kesa ngawitan didamel mingon payun.
So I got my bag.
Abdi ngabantun kantong abdi.
And I left the office.
Antun kena kantor.
And I was going home.
Mulih karo rompok.
And I was real happy.
Kacida bungana.
Oh, I got a job.
Kenging padamelan.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Atur nuhun Gusti.
I got a job.
Abdi kenging padamelan.
Now, next week.
Minggon payun.
I will start.
Abdi ngawitan didamel.
So I need to stop by the store.
Kedaliran heula ka toko.
And get myself some shirts and ties.
Meser sababaraha ka meja sareng dasi.
I've got a job.
Abdi parantos kenging hiji padamelan.
Notice this.
Kalingaken ye.
I have not started my job yet.
Abdi teu acan ngawitan didamel.
It has not manifested.
Ia terasan kabuktos.
But I have a promise.
Jadu ngagaduhan janji.
Which brought faith.
Nunyandak iman.
And it brought faith inside.
Nyandak iman dilebet.
And it was so strong.
Ia sakitu kuatna.
And I was so convinced.
Abdi yakin bisan.
I didn't have it yet.
Abdi tengah gaduhan anak.
But I had the promise.
Abdi tengah gaduhan anak hiji janji.
So I went out and bought some clothes.
Abdi mio sarang meser sabaranggoan.
Because faith is proof.
Kumargi iman eta buktos.
It's confidence.
Nyata keyakinan.
It's assurance.
Nyata jaminan.
Of things that I hope for.
Di segala hal anu diharapkeun.
It's the evidence.
Ieu teh buktosna.
Of something that has not manifested.
Tina segala hal tatan kajadian.
I have faith.
Abdi ngagaduhan iman.
And when you have faith.
Waktu saderek ngagaduhan iman.
You don't go around looking sad.
Saderek teu nembongkeun rai nu sedih.
Even though you have not seen it yet.
Saderek tatan pernah ningali.
When you have faith.
Waktu saderek ngagaduhan iman.
You are full of joy.
Saderek penuh ku sukabunga.
Because it's very real.
Ieu teh nyata pisan.
Even though it's not manifested
yet. Ieu teu acan kabuktosan.
That's real faith.
Ieu iman sejati.
Now how does faith come?
Kumaha iman?
It comes by hearing.
Iman datang tina dadanguan.
And hearing by the word of God.
Dadanguan ku dawuhan pangeran.
You see, that was the word of a man at a job.
Saderek terang iman hiji pamegat anu milarian pangdamelan.
And I believe his word.
Abdi persanten kana dawuhanana.
Well, let me tell you.
Mengaku abdi dipasian terang.
You have the word of Almighty God.
Saderek angaduhan dawuhan Allah Maha Kawasa.
Who is much greater than a man.
Leuwih ageung tibatan hiji jalmi.
And he cannot lie.
Tarangna bohong.
What he says,
anjeunna nyareusna,
he will bring to pass.
Anjeunna nyumponan.
So now,
hayeuna.
Faith cometh.
Iman datang.
By hearing.
Ti dadanguan.
And hearing.
Dan dadanguan.
By the word of God.
Ti dawuhan Kristus.
That's found in Romans.
Dina Roma.
Chapter 10.
Pasal 10.
And verse 17.
Ayat 17.
But now that I have faith.
Hayeuna abdi ngagaduhan iman.
I have to always make sure.
Salamina percanten.
That I release my faith.
Abdi ngaluarkeun iman.
To have it.
Kangongengingkeun.
Is not good enough.
Teu cukup ku sae.
For faith.
Margi iman.
Without works.
Henteu dilakukeun.
Is dead.
Kosong.
So I want to make sure.
Abdi ngukeulkeun.
Oh, I always release my faith.
Jamina ngaluarkeun iman.
Now let's look at an example of that.
Tingali hiji panto.
Turn to Acts chapter 14.
Kisah Rasul 14.
In Acts chapter 14.
Kisah Rasul 14.
The Apostle Paul.
Rasul Paulus.
Had preached the gospel.
Ngawawarkeun Injil.
Look at verse 7.
Ayat 7.
And there they preached the gospel.
Didinya maranena ngawawarkeun Injil.
You see the gospel.
Tingali Injil.
Is good news.
Aya warta hade.
What is news?
Warta naon?
Something that has already happened.
Aya nu geus kajadian.
See, it's good things.
Aya teh hal nu hade.
And good report.
Wartos nu sae.
And good news.
Wartos nu hade teh hiji hal.
About something.
Hiji hal.
God has already done for you.
Nu ku Allah dipidamel kang saudara.
So now.
Ayeuna.
Paul preached that good news.
Paulus khotbahkeun warta hade.
And in verse 8.
Dina ayat 8.
There sat a certain man.
Aya jalma.
At Lystra.
Di Lystra.
Impotent in his feet.
Leuleuh sukuna.
Being a cripple.
Lumpuh.
From his mother's womb.
Ti barang lahir.
Who had never walked.
Teu kungsi bisa leumpang.
This man.
Lalaki.
Had never walked.
Teu kungsi bisa leumpang.
And verse 9.
Ayat 8.
The same heard Paul speak.
Manehna ngadangukeun sariosan Paulus.
Who steadfastly beholding him.
Paulus neuteup.
And perceiving that he had faith to be healed.
Bugaeun iman nu bisa nyageurkeun.
Said with a loud voice.
Paulus nyarita sorana tarik.
Stand up on thy feet.
Nangtung.
And he leaped and walked.
Jalma luncat terus leumpangan.
Now do you see what happened?
Naon nu kusadar katingali?
Paul preached the gospel.
Paulus nunjuk ngawartakeun Injil.
Faith cometh.
Iman datang.
Faith cometh.
Iman datang.
As you hear the word.
Waktu sadarek ngadangku kedawuhanana.
Faith cometh.
Iman datang.
As you're hearing this gospel.
Dina waktu sadarek ngadangku ke Injil.
As you're hearing what I'm teaching.
Waktu sadarek ngabandungan pengajaran ti abdi.
Faith is coming.
Datang iman.
Now where does it come?
Kemana bae iman lebet?
Oh, not into the head.
Kana lebet kana sirah.
It comes into your heart.
Lebet na ka jero hate.
So now faith.
Ayeuna iman.
Something that I can't feel.
Nu teu karasa ku abdi.
Is now in our hearts.
Ayeuna aya dina hate urang.
Now.
Ayeuna.
It's time to release that faith.
Waktuna ngaluarkeun iman.
If I have my money.
Bae abdi gaduh hartos.
And I go to buy something.
Abdi mah balanja.
And I don't leave him with the money.
Hartos teu dibayarkeun.
I don't get the goods.
Making naon-naon.
I must release the money.
Abdi kada ngaluarkeun hartos.
Faith is the same way.
Iman oge kitu.
You must release it.
Sadere kada ngaluarkeun.
And you release faith.
Ngaluarkeun iman.
Through words,
ngalangkungan ucapan,
and through your action.
Sareng laku lampah sadere.
So what happened?
Naon anu kajantenan?
This man,
pamegat ayeu,
he had faith.
Ngagaduhan iman.
But he was sitting on it.
Tapi ani prek bae.
He was waiting on a feeling.
Nungguan perasaan.
Faith is not a feeling.
Iman lain perasaan.
It's confidence.
Tapi keyakinan.
It's an assurance.
Ieu teh jaminan.
Something in your heart.
Dina hate sadere.
You say, I know I can do.
Abdi terang, abdi tiasa ngalakukeunana.
I know this will happen.
Pasti paris kajadian.
In Jesus' name.
Lebet asmana Yesus.
So what did Paul do?
Naon kuruk Paulus dilakukeun?
The Bible says.
Dina kitab sucinya
rasul. He had perception.
Anjeunna mibanda persepsi.
God let him discern.
Allah ngantep manehna nempo.
That this young man had enough faith.
Pemuda teh ngagaduhan iman nu cukup.
To be healed.
Dikenyageurkeun.
Now Paul was going to help him.
Paulus nulungan anjeunna.
To release his faith.
Kanggo ngalepaskeun imanna.
And here's what he said.
Nya ieu nu dijarioskeun.
Stand up on your feet.
Nangtung sing ajeug.
And the man leaped.
Jalma teh luncat
pungan
leumpangan ka ditu ka dieu.
Why?
Naha?
Because of faith.
Kumargi iman.
It's the substance.
Ieu dasar iman.
Of things hoped for.
Sagala nu kurang diharepkeun.
It's the evidence.
Ieu buktosna.
Of things not seen.
Sagala nu teu sesuai ditingali.
The man had faith.
Jalmi ieu ngagaduhan iman.
And many people have faith.
Jadi jalma oge ngagaduhan iman.
But they were waiting on a feeling.
Maranena nuju nungguan hiji rarasaan.
And faith is not a feeling.
Iman sanes hiji rarasaan.
It's in another realm.
Nya ieu di dunya anu sajen.
A realm that you cannot see.
Di dunya anu teu katingali kurang.
That you cannot touch.
Teu tiasa dirampa.
That you cannot taste.
Teu tiasa dirasakeun.
A realm outside of your senses.
Di dunya luar indra urang.
Faith.
Iman.
The substance of things hoped for.
Dasar ti sagala anu urang ngaharepkeun.
The evidence of things not seen.
Dasar ti sagala anu teu tiasa katingal ku urang.
Now.
Ayeuna.
Let me finish.
Abdi bade ngarengsekeun.
With my last story.
Ku carita abdi nu pamungkas.
This is a good story.
Ieu carita nu sae.
I tell this story all over the world.
Abdi nyaritakeun carita ieu di sakuliah dunya.
It's one of my favorite stories.
Nya ieu salah saeji carita nu ku abdi pikaresep.
It's about my wife.
Ngeunaan pun bojo.
She's a woman of faith.
Anjeunna teh hiji istri nu ngagaduhan iman.
Her name is Veronica.
Namina Veronica.
Sister Veronica.
Nyonya Veronica.
I'm going to talk about how she used her faith.
Abdi bade ngabahas kumaha anjeunna ngagaduhan imanna.
Once we were in Oklahoma.
Waktu abdi di Oklahoma.
When I was in Bible school.
Abdi kuliah di seminari Alkitab.
And our money was running low.
Pungan abdi ngawitan sekedik.
I was in full-time school.
Abdi kuliah.
No time to get a job.
Jaya waktos kanggo didamel.
She said, sweetheart.
Anjeunna nyarios sayang.
I can go find a job.
Abdi tiasa milarian pedamelan.
To help out until you get out of school.
Kanggo ngabantos anjeun dugi ka lulus kuliah.
I said, okay.
Oleh abdi mangga.
So she went out.
Anjeunna mios ka luar ti bumi.
She went to look for jobs.
Kanggo milarian pedamelan.
And as she went to the different places.
Waktos anjeunna mios ka sagala tempat.
They said, sorry.
Maranena nyarios punten.
No jobs.
Teu aya lowongan.
We are not hiring people.
Teu nampi karyawan nu enggal.
We are laying people off.
Nuju aya PHK.
Business is down.
Bisnis nuju lesu.
So all the places.
Sadaya tempat.
Told her that.
Nyarios kitu ka anjeuna.
But she came home.
Tapi anjeuna mulih ka bumi.
She said, sweetheart.
Nyarioskeun sayang.
The report is bad.
Laporanana awon.
They said there are no jobs there.
Maranena nyarioskeun aya pada maran.
Well, I said.
Caur abdi.
The just.
Jalma bener.
Shall live by faith.
Bakal hirup ku iman.
So what did we do?
Naon ku abdi pidama?
We went to God's word.
Abdi ningali dawuhan Allah.
Because faith comes by hearing.
Kumargi iman aya ku kadangu.
And hearing by the word of God.
Kadangu ku dawuhan Allah.
And we got some promises.
Abdi kini sama baraha janji.
That promised us.
Ngajanjikeun.
That my God shall supply all my needs.
Pangeran bari simponan sadaya kapriyogan abdi.
No matter what's going on around you.
Paduli nanu anu nuju ka jantenna di gigireun abdi.
So what did we do?
Anu anu bade pidame?
We got some promises from the word.
Abdi nyepeng sabaraha janji dawuhan Allah.
And faith cometh.
Aya iman.
Then we got a little card.
Jeung abdi nyandak hiji kartu alit.
And we began to write down.
Abdi ngawitan nyerat di dinya.
The kind of job she wanted.
Padamel anu diperyogikeun.
We put down.
Abdi nulis.
What kind of job she wanted?
Pada melan anu aranjeuna butuhkeun.
She wanted a job in computers.
Anjeuna hayang pada melan di bidang komputer.
She wanted it not far from the home.
Kantorna teh jauh ti rorompok.
10 minutes.
10 menit perjalanan.
From our home.
Di bumi abdi.
She wanted it.
Eta kahayangna.
With a nice office.
Di kantor nu sae.
She wanted it.
Eta kahayangna.
With so much money.
Buruh nu ageung.
We put everything down there.
Abdi nyeratkeun sagala hal di dinya.
And then,
terus,
at the bottom of the card,
di hadapun eta kartu,
I said, is there anything else, sweetheart?
Abdi naros aya nu sanesna deui?
She said, yes.
Aya.
I would like a car.
Abdi hoyong mobil.
With a job.
Kareng eta pada maran.
Oh, I said, oh.
Oh, sure, abdi.
You see, sometimes,
caderek ninga.
We think we're going to make it hard on God.
Abdi ngamutan urang bakal ngadamel Allah sesah.
But God is a big God.
Tapi Allah nyata Allah nu ageung.
Without faith we cannot please him.
Nah, iman urang teu tiasa nyukakeun manah Allah.
So we put a car down here.
Abdi nuliskeun mobil di handapeun eta kertas.
Well, one day,
hiji dinten,
I was in the house.
Abdi nuju aya di rorompok.
My wife was on the front lawn.
Mun bojo nuju motong jukut di pekarangan.
And a friend came to visit me.
Ada urang rencang sumping.
As he came to visit me,
waktos anjeuna sumping,
he saw her.
Anjeuna ningali.
He said, "Sister Veronica."
Naros teh Veronica.
Is Bill at home?
Nah, Bill aya di bumi.
She said, "Yes, he's in the house."
Aya nuju di lebet.
And he said to her,
anjeuna nyarios,
"Have you got your job yet?"
Nah, anjeun teh can gaduh pada melan.
And she said,
"Leras."
"Yes, I have it."
Abdi gaduh eta pada melan.
I believe I've received it.
Di percantan bakal nampi eta pada melan.
And he said this.
Anjeuna nyarios.
Well, where is it?
Oh, di mana kantorna?
She said, I don't know where it is.
Abdi keterang di mana kantorna.
But I believe
abdi
I have it.
Abdi percantan bakal king pada melan.
You see, when you know you have that job.
Waktu saderek terang saderek king pada melan.
Something inside.
Hiji hal di lebet.
Will say yes.
Bakal ngabaler nuhun.
And that's your faith speaking.
Nyata iman saderek anu nyarios.
Well, he came in the home. In the...
Rencangan abdi lebet ka bumi.
And he shook his head.
Anjeuna gogodeg.
He couldn't quite understand it.
Anjeuna teu patos ngartos eta.
And people,
jalma rea,
who don't know how to walk by faith,
nu terang kumaha mapah sareng iman,
maybe can't quite understand it.
Panginten teu pati ngartos eta.
Well,
tah.
Sometime later,
sabara waktos nu kalangkung,
a man called the house.
Sareng pameget nelpon ka bumi.
He said, "Yes, sir. Is your wife there?"
Pak, nah istri bapa aya di bumi.
I'm looking for Mrs. Winston.
Abdi milari Ibu Winston.
I said, "Yes, she is here."
Leres, anjeuna aya.
I gave her the phone.
Abdi masihkeun telepon ka anjeuna.
She talked on the phone.
Anjeuna nyeros kana telepon.
Then she hung the phone up.
Anjeuna nyimpen eta telepon.
And I said, "Sweetheart."
Sayang.
Who was that?
Ta nu nelpon teh.
She said, "It was the guy."
Eta teh staff.
At one of the companies.
Di salah sahiji perusahaan.
He says he thinks he has something for me.
Anjeuna gaduh hiji hal kang abdi.
So?
Janten.
She went down to the interview.
Pun bojo mios kang wawancara.
And she came back.
Teras mulih deui.
I said, "Sweetheart."
Sayang.
What happened?
Naon nu kajantenan?
How did we do?
Kumaha hasilna?
She said, "Get the card."
Anjeuna nyarios sandak eta kartu.
We got the card.
Abdi nyandak eta kartu.
She said, "They gave me a job in computers."
Maranehna masihan pada malahan di bidang komputer.
Check.
Pas pisan.
Check. Then, it was in a nice office.
Hiji kantor nu sae.
Check.
Pastisan.
Then, it was 10 minutes from our home.
Jaraknya 10 menit ti rorompok.
Exactly what we wrote down.
Sami sapertos nu diseratkeun.
Then,
lajeng.
The money was $5,000 more than we put on the card.
Buruna $5,000 janten langkung tinu diseratkeun ku abdi.
Because God heard my prayer.
Allah parantos ngadagu doa abdi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then,
teras.
We went to the last thing.
Abdi rugi kana pamunut pamungkas.
I said, what about the car?
Kumahari mobilna?
She said they told me to go up and pick out a brand new car.
Kang omio sareng ngagaleuh mobil nu enggal.
I said, sweetheart.
Ulinya reo sayang.
Where did this business come from?
Ieu perusahaan nagara mana?
She said they just moved in town.
Maranehna nembe ngalih ka ieu kota.
From overseas in Denmark.
Di sebelah lautan Denmark.
From another country.
Di luar negeri.
Now.
Ayeuna.
Look what God did.
Tinggal naon anu ku Allah dipidamal.
Because of Veronica's faith.
Kumargi iman Veronica.
He went over the earth.
Anjeuna nguringan dunya.
He found a company.
Nakan hiji perusahaan.
That matched her card.
Nusami sareng eta kartu.
And the request of her faith.
Pamenta imana.
She spoke to the owner of that company.
Anjeuna nyarioskeun kartu guru ka perusahaan.
And picked it up.
Lajeng nyandak anjeuna.
And brought it overseas.
Anjak anjeuna ka luar negeri.
To the USA.
Ka Amerika.
Took it to the where we live.
Nyandak ka lokasi tempat lingga abdi.
And measured 10 minutes away.
Ukur jarakna 10 menit.
And put the company down.
Nempatkeun perusahaan eta di dinya.
And then went to the man.
Pangan staf pamenggat eta.
And had him to call her.
Urang anjeuna nelpon Veronica.
And send her out to the job.
Nyandak anjeuna kaluar ti
perusahaan eta. Can't you see now?
Nah, saderek tiasa ningal ayeuna.
You don't need to get to America.
Saderek teu kedah mis ka Amerika.
Or some other country.
Kana pisah beberapa negara sana.
If you have your faith.
Kalau misaderek ngagaduhan iman.
You can bring the company to you.
Saderek tiasa nyandak perusahaan ka saderek.
God is doing that.
Allah nuju pindamal eta.
Because of our faith.
Kumargi iman urang.
And the same God that we have here.
Allah nu sami nu urang gaduh.
You have right there.
Saderek gaduh hal eta.
He said, call on me.
Anjeuna nyarios ngagroan ka kami.
And I will answer.
Kami bakal ngajawab.
Let me pray for you now.
Dinten abdi ngadoa kang saderek.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Rama di lebet nama Yesus.
I pray for everyone.
Abdi ngadoa kang setiap jalmi.
Who is in the sound of my voice.
Anu kahontal ku suara abdi.
That they will walk in great faith.
Pada semaranehanana dina iman ageung.
And please you.
Nyukakeun anjeun.
In everything they do.
Dina setiap hal nu kumaranehanana pidamel.
In the name of Jesus.
Di lebet nama Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.
Thank you.
Hatur nuhun.